In Northwest News on KPLU, the University of Washington and Pacific Lutheran University are negotiating an agreement to allow a possible community bid to purchase the license of KPLU. Turns out the Rocky Mountain West offers an example of how a community managed to make that happen. More from KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Last month, KPLU listeners were surprised to find out that PLU was planning to sell the station to the University of Washington. UW operates a rival public radio station, KUOW. In Greeley, Colorado, almost 15 years ago, a very similar thing happened.
We found out about it due to open meeting laws 24 hours before the sale was to be approved by the Board of Trustees.
Neil Best is president of KUNC, a public radio station that was owned at the time by the University of Northern Colorado. The university had struck a confidential deal to sell the license to Colorado Public Radio. Fans of KUNC showed up at that trustees meeting and urged the board to allow a community bid. They said okay.
We were told that they would accept bids at the end of business, the last day of the month, so February 28th.
20 days. That's how much time they had to raise $2 million. The station's community advisory board created a group called Friends of KUNC and started collecting money.
We had everything from children taking $5 out of the piggy bank to a $1 million gift.
They didn't fundraise over the airwaves, but they still pulled it off. Best has been following news of the proposed sale of KPLU to UW. He says it will be a challenge to raise enough for a counterbid.
But it can be done. We're evidence that when a community comes together, that money like that can be raised.
Best says he worried his station's next pledge drive would be dismal after raising $2 million to buy the license. Instead, he says it was a record breaker. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.